This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Erevin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Hamaitzei Tefillin, Machnisin Zug Zug. If a person finds many pairs of tefillin outside on Shabbos in a place where they might come to disgrace, but there is no Erev to carry them, he may put on one pair, bring them to safety, take them off, and then go back to get another pair. Rabban Gamliel Oymer Shnayim Shnayim. Rabban Gamliel said that he may even wear two pairs at once. Since there is enough room on the head and arm for two pairs of tefillin, they may both be worn as an ornament. Bameh dvarim amurim b'yeshonos, avo b'chadoshos poter. The above applies when the tefillin are yeshonos, they are used, meaning that their leather straps are tied, and one can tell that they are really tefillin. But if they are called chadoshos new, meaning that their straps are not tied, they may not really be tefillin, but just leather amulets for which no special leniency of carry on Shabbos were made. Therefore, one would just leave them in their place. Mitzaon tzivosim, if he found them tied together in pairs, o krichos, or in a pile, machshich aleihen umevian, if there are so many that he cannot bring them back to safety one by one by the end of Shabbos, he should just wait there until after Shabbos and then bring them all back together. In times of danger, when the authorities forbid wearing tefillin and it is dangerous to stand there and guard them, he should cover them to protect them and leave. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechtas Erevin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud. Neger, Shiesh, Beroshe, Glustera. In the time of the Mishnah, they would lock their doors from the inside by driving a bar into the ground or the wall behind the door. In certain cases, this seems like building, which is forbidden, but if the bar has a round top, such that it can also be used for grinding pepper, Rabbi Eliezer Oyser. Rabbi Eliezer said that it is still forbidden. Rabbi Yossi Mater, but Rabbi Yossi permitted it since it is a usable utensil. He obviously does not intend to attach it permanently to the ground. Ama Rabbi Eliezer, Maisa b'Knesset shebetaveria shahayinu hagen by heter. Rabbi Eliezer said that there was a shul in Tveria in which they were accustomed to permit this. Ad sheba Rabbi Gamliel v'hazakenim v'asru lohen. Until Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachomim, or the Zakenim, the sages, came and forbade it. Rabbi Yossi Aimer, Isser nohagu ba. Rabbi Yossi said that the story was exactly the opposite. They were accustomed to forbid it. Until Rabbi Gamliel and the elders came and permitted it. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Erevin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Neger Hanigrar, if a bar without a rounded top is tied to the door with a rope long enough that the bar lies on the ground when not in use, as opposed to hanging in the air, as it would if the rope was shorter, it is forbidden only by rabbinic law. Noi alin boy b'migdosh avaloi b'madino. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, it is permitted, since rabbinic prohibitions are waived in the Beis HaMikdash, but elsewhere, it is forbidden. The hamunoch, if it is not tied to the door, kan v'kan osur, it is forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, hamunoch mutter b'migdash. Rabbi Yehuda argued that if it is not tied at all, it is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash and forbidden elsewhere. The hanigrar b'medina, if it is tied with a long rope, it is permitted everywhere. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtas Erevin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Yud Beis. Machzirin tzir hatachtoin b'migdash avaloi b'medina. If a door came off its bottom hinge, but is still attached to the top hinge, it is not considered buying a building to put it back on its hinge. Therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, this is permitted, but elsewhere, it is forbidden by rabbinic law, lest one come to nail it into place. V'ho'el yayin kan v'kan aser. If it came off the top hinge, it is considered detached, and it is forbidden to put it back on its hinge, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yehuda Omer ho'el yayin b'mikdash v'hatachtein b'medina. Rabbi Yehuda argued that the top hinge is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash and the bottom hinge is permitted elsewhere. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. Masechtas Ervin Perik Yud Mishnah Yud Gimel Machzirin Ritia BaMikdash Avalo BaMedina. If a Kohen has a medicated bandage on his hand and removed it on Shabbos in order to work in the Beis HaMikdash, since his hand must directly touch the things he holds, he may put it back on afterwards, but outside the Beis HaMikdash, this would be forbidden, because we're concerned he would come to smear it with medicine. Im batrilo kan v'kan aser. Putting a new medicated bandage on the first place is forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash. Koishrin nimo b'migdash avalo b'medina. If the string of a musical instrument broke, it may be temporarily tied in the Beis HaMikdash, but not elsewhere. Im batchilo kan v'kan aser. Putting a new string on is forbidden, even in the Beis HaMikdash, since he should have done it before Shabbos. Choyschin yabeles b'migdash avalo b'medina. A kohen may tear off a wart using his hand in the Beis HaMikdash. A wart is a blemish which renders a sacrifice or the kohen himself unfit. Since this is unusual way of doing so, which is forbidden only by rabbinic law elsewhere. Ve'im bakeli kan v'kan aser. He may not use a knife to do so even in the Beis HaMikdash, since this is forbidden by Torah law. That's in the Mishnah Yud Gimel. Masechtas Ervin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Yudalit. Koyein shaloka be'etzboi, koyuch aleha gemi b'migdash avalo b'medina. A koyein who got hurt on his finger may wrap it with a reed in the Beis HaMikdash, but not elsewhere, since the reed heals the wound, and it is forbidden by rabbinic law to take medicine on Shabbos. Im lohaitzi dam, kan v'kan aser. If he does so in order to squeeze out blood, it is a Torah prohibition which is forbidden, even in the Beis HaMikdash. Ba'iskin melech al gabe hakevesh b'shvil shelo yachaliku. It is permitted to spread salt on the ramp leading up to the Mizbeach, which is to prevent the Kohanim from slipping. Umimalim mibor hagoyla umibor hagodol bagilgo b'shabbos. It is permitted to use a water wheel to draw water from the water pits in the Beis HaMikdash. Those water pits were called the pits of the exiles and the great pit on Shabbos. Umibir hakar b'yantiv. And on Yontiv, from the spring, which people would drink from ascending to the Beis HaMikdash for the Shalosh Regalim, even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, this special permission remained in place. That's the end of Mishnah Yadalid. Masechtas Ervin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Tezvav. Sheretz Shenimsa BaMikdash, a Sheretz found in the Beis HaMikdash, Koyein Moitzioi Behem Yonoi, the Kohen should move it using his belt, Shelo Lashois Es Hatuma. Even though this would make his belt a tummy, it is better than looking for another instrument which would cause the tummy sheretz to remain in the Beis HaMikdash longer. Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko. This is according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Breiko. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bitzvas shel eish shelo lerabbis es hatumo. Rabbi Yehuda said that he should go get wooden tongs rather than making the belt tame unnecessarily. Meheichan motzi and oisai min haheichal u min haulam u mebein haulam v'lamizbeach. Divrei Reb Shimon ben Nano. Reb Shimon ben Nano said that the sheretz is removed if it is found either in the heichal or the ulam or area between the ulam and the mizbeach, but if it is found elsewhere in the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, they should just cover it with a pot and leave it until after Shabbos. Reb Akiva Oimer, Makam Shechai Oven al Zidonai Koros, al Shigigosai Chatas, Misham Maitzian Oisai. Reb Akiva said that it should be removed from anywhere that a tamei person who enters is liable for koris, for entering deliberately, and a chatas for entering accidentally, which is including the courtyard. Ushar kol hamekaymes kaifin olav pesachter. If it is found elsewhere, it should just be covered with a pot and left for after Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Mokem Shehetiru Lachoch HaChomem Mishalcha Nosnu Loch. Rabbi Shimon was lenient in the Mishnah in Perek Dalet Mishnah Yeralf regarding someone who overstepped the Tchum. He forbade, though, retying the broken string of musical instruments. Shelo Hetiru Lacha Ela Mishum Shavos. He explained that he was only lenient in matters that are anyway essentially permitted, since some margin of error was left when making the edge of the tchum, whereas retying a string might involve a Torah prohibition, and that is the end of Mishnah Yer Aleph and the end of the Masechta Hadron Aloch Masechtas Ervin.
Masechtas Ervin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Beis. Reb Shimon Aimer, Naisnan Lachaveirai, Vechaveirai Lachaveirai, Achemagia Lachotzer Hechitzaino. Reb Shimon said that a group of people should form a line from the pile of tefillin to the closest courtyard, and they should pass the tefillin from one to the other without having to move from place to place while carrying them. Vechein Benoi,
the same is true when a baby is born in a field on Shabbos. It should be passed from one person to the next, even if 100 people are needed.
Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Naisen Adam Choves Lachaveiroi, Vachaveiroi Lachaveiroi, Afilu Chutz Latchum.
Rabbi Yehuda said that if an ownerless barrel is found outside, it may be passed from one person to the next, even outside the tchum, since he holds that an object that had no owner when Shabbos began is not restricted by any tchum.
Amru lo, lo sahalich zu yaseh miragli boleho.
The Chachamim argued that just as property with an owner must remain inside the owner's tchum, so to an ownerless object must remain within the tchum of the place where it was found. That's the end of Mishnah Beis.
Masechtas Ervin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel. Hayakairai basefer alo eskufa.
If a person was reading a scroll on his doorstep, which is a karmelis, nizgalgil hasefer miyodai, and one fell out of his hand and into the Rishos Arabim, but he still had the other end in his hand.
Goyluloi etzloi.
He may roll it back up.
Hoya koire b'rosh hagag v'nizgalgel ha-sefer miyadai.
However, if he was on his roof, which is a rishos hayachid, and the scroll fell out over the rishos harabim, ad shelo hagia la'asara tefochim, if it came to rest on the slope of the wall above 10 tfachim from the street,
goyluloi etzloi,
it is not considered to be in the Rishos HaRabim, so he may roll it back up.
Mishehegia la'asara tfachim,
If it came to rest on the slope of the wall within 10 tefachim from the street, it is considered to be in the Rishus HaRabim, so he may not roll it back up. Instead, he must turn the scroll so that the writing faces the wall, which is less of a disgrace to the holy words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein misulok min ha'aret, elak malay machat, goyloloy etzloy. Rabbi Yehuda said that if the scroll did not come to a rest, but dangled in the air, even a pin's breadth above the Rishus HaRabim, he may roll it back up. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu ba'aret atzmai, goyloloy etzloy. Rabbi Shimon said that even if it landed on the ground, he may roll it back up. She'ein l'chadover mishum shavus oimed b'fnei kisvei ha'kodesh. Since it is still only a rabbinic prohibition, since he holds the other end in his hand, which was waved to preserve the honor of the holy texts. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel.
Masechtas Erevin, Perek Yud Mishnah Dalet, Ziz Shelufnei Chaloin, if there is a projection sticking out of a wall next to a window, and it's overhanging the Rishus HaRabim, but higher than 10 Tfachim, Naisnin Olav V'Noitlin Mimenu Bashabos, one may put things from the house out onto the projection, or vice versa, since the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim extends only up to 10 tefachim. I made Adon b'Rishus HaYachid u'metaltalin b'Rishus HaRabim. A person may stand in the Rishus HaYachid, reach his hand out into the Rishus HaRabim, and move things around. B'Rishus HaRabim u'metaltalin b'Rishus HaYachid. A person may stand in the Rishus HaRabim, reach his hand out into the Rishus HaYachid, and move things around. Ubelvad shelo yaitzi chutz ma'arba amos, provided that he does not move things for amos in the Rishus HaRabim. And that is the end of Mishnah Dalet.
Masechtas Erevin, Perek Yud Mishnah Hei. Lo yamid adam b'Rishus HaYachid v'yashdin b'Rishus HaRabim. One may not stand in a Rishus HaYachid and urinate into Rishus HaRabim. B'Rishus HaRabim, v'yashdin b'Rishus HaYachid, nor may he do so vice versa. V'chein lo yara, nor may he do so spitting. Reb Yehuda Omer, af mishin nitlash rukai b'piv, lo yahalach arba amas ad shiyaroi. Reb Yehuda said that once saliva has collected in his mouth, he may not walk for amas in the Rishus HaRabim, since this is considered carrying it until he spits it out. That's the end of Mishnah Hei. Masechtas Erevin, Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Lo yamid adam v'rishus hayachid v'yishde v'rishus harabim. One may not stand in Rishus HaYachid and stick his head out to drink in Rishus HaRabim. B'Rishus HaRabim, v'yishte b'Rishus HaYachid, nor may he do so vice versa. Ela imkein hichnis reishe v'rubay l'mekayim shu shayseh. Unless he sticks out his head and the majority of his body, because we're concerned lest he come to bring the cup into his Rishus. V'chein bagas. Similarly, once wine is taken from the pit in which it was squeezed, it must be tithed before drinking it. One may not stand outside the pit and stick his head in to drink without tithing, lest he come to bring the cup out of the pit, at which point it must be tithed before drinking. Kailet Adam min hamaz chela lemata me'asara tefachim. One may stand in a Rishus HaRabim and catch water as it flows from a slanted gutter that brings water down from a Rishus HaYachid roof, provided that he keeps a slight distance between the cup and the gutter, If he holds the cup lower than 10 tvachim from the ground, it is permissible. Umin hatzinor, mekol makom shayse. If the gutter is attached to a pipe that extends 3 tvachim from the building, which at which point it is no longer considered a part of the roof, which is a rishos hayachid, he may even hold his cup directly up to the pipe. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Ervin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin, Bar, Bereshus HaRabim. If there is a rain pit, that is Rishus HaYachid, since it is 10 Tvachim deep, and it's in the Rishus HaRabim, V'chul Yosai Gevaya Asara Tvachim, with walls around it 10 Tvachim tall, Chaloin Sha'al Gabav Memalin Heimenu Bashabos, one may lower a bucket from a window above it to draw water on Shabbos. Since the area higher than the walls is a what's called Makam Patur, above the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, and one may carry from one Rishus HaYachid to another through a Makam Patur, Ashba B'Rishus HaRabim Gevaya Asara Tvachim. If there is a 10 Tvachim tall garbage dump, which is considered a Rishus HaYachid, and it's in the Rishus HaRabim, Chaloin Sha'al Gabo Shaivchin L'Toicho Mayim Bashabo, one may toss water into it from the window above for the same reason. And that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Ervin, Perek Yud, Mishnah Ches, Ilan Shu Meiseich Al Ha'orin. If a tree's branches extend downwards, Im Ein Naifai Gavaya Min Ha'aret Shloisha Tvachim, reaching within 3 Tvachim from the ground, which is considered attached to the ground because of Lavud. Metaltalin Tachtav, the area beneath the branches become a Rishus HaYachid, and one may carry therein. Sharashav Gavayan Minaored Shloisha Tvachim Lo Yeshev Alehen. Just as it is forbidden to climb a tree on Shabbos, it is also forbidden to sit on the roots of a tree if they are 3 tvachim or taller. If they are shorter than 3 tvachim, they are considered part of the earth. Adeles Shebamukse, a makeshift door that is not attached with hinges and is used to close a storage yard. Vachadokim Shebapirtso, or is made out of thorns and used to close an opening in a fence. Umachatzolois, or made out of reed mat. Ein Noyalin Bohen, may not be closed on Shabbos, since using them to fill the gap is like building. Ela imkein givayim min haaretz, unless they hang in a way that does not let them touch the ground, in which case it is apparent that they are meant to open and close. And that is the end of Mishnah Ches. Mesechtes Ervin, Perik Yud, Mishnah Tes, Lo Yamaid Adam Berishus HaYachid, the Yiftach Berishus HaRabim. One may not stand in a Rishus HaYachid and reach his hand out into the Rishus HaRabim to pick up a key and open a door. Berishus HaRabim, the Yiftach Berishus HaYachid, nor may he do so vice versa. Ela imkein osa mechitha gavay asara tvachim divrei Reb Meir. Unless there is a partition 10 tvachim tall around the door he wants to open. This is according to Reb Meir, and the same is true in a Carmelis. Amru loy maisa bishuk shel patamin shahaya b'Yerushalayim. The Chachamim challenged this ruling, and as proof they noted that in the meat market of Yerushalayim, which was a Carmelis, shahayu noyalin umanichin es hamavteach b'chalayin shalgabe hapesach, it was customary to lock the door of their stores and leave the key in the window above the door,
which involved standing outside and reaching inside to unlock the door. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shuk Shel Tzamarin Haya, Rabbi Yossi said that this was actually in the wool market, not the meat market. That's the end of Mishnah Tess.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.